Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations. I wanted to get everyone's opinion about what I should be doing with my channel, which suddenly got throttled heavily in early September from stable traffic levels it held for about a year and a half. I spoke to Terrence Pop and Blake and they convinced me that Rumble is worth heading to. So I started setting up an account there and I'll be mirroring all my videos from 2013 onwards there. I'm just waiting for the link and then I'll send it to everybody. I could also start streaming on Rumble and not YouTube. That strategy might work if the following is there, and I might put out a notification video on YouTube letting everyone know when I do so. I'll ask them about it because whenever they end their live streams on YouTube and go to all tech platforms, YouTube tries to pull their live streams to get them a strike. It also does what it's doing to me, which is watching many of my videos before they're released to see if they're worth giving a strike to, no doubts. Not to mention all comments are now automatically held, and I have to manually approve all of them. It's clear that they want me to stop making content, but they can't give me any strikes because I don't talk about the coof and don't violate terms of service, so they have to try alternative methods. One of the reasons I don't do live streams is because of strikes. Most of my strikes come from those. Maybe I'll do a last-ditch effort on live streaming on all tech and see what happens. I'm scripting this video on my 9-year anniversary of starting my channel, and if things continue like this, I'm not even going to make it to 10. I have gotten other plans to continue on YouTube with a different format of content, and I'll share what that is in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on 200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Sandman being forced to shut down thanks to clowns at YouTube, Clown World Show. About 3 or 4 days ago, which is about 10 days before the US midterm elections, my view counts dropped. I also noticed the YouTube channels The Gents and Manfulness saw their views cut in half at the same time. They were just repeating my work and the work of others in the manosphere. I knew it was smart that I didn't start a channel like that by simply re-recording my content in another voice and re-uploading. When they finish off MGTOW on the platform, then they'll be coming for Black Pill and Sigma content too. The Sigma King Andrew Tate is already gone. The manosphere is precarious if you're trying to spread the message and make a living from it. I was hoping that by now I would have enough investment income to keep doing this as a public service, but it's not working out that way. Rumble for many is getting more traffic than BitChute these days, so I have no excuse not to be there. As a platform is also getting 4 times the traffic of BitChute, and it's not a bad option. They also cut my views about a week to 10 days before those midterm elections, so that might be the reason. Another reason is that spy agencies in the West are going crazy for MGTOW. Apparently there's a rumor floating around that British feminists also want Undead Chronic, Hammerhead, and Terrence Pop locked up as domestic terrorists. I'd probably be on that list as well. So in the coming weeks I'm going to start posting new content on my Cool Buildings travel channel. The channel is currently monetized, but I won't be posting travel videos. And so I'll be testing a new format that's sort of like Minecraft videos made with Lego. I'm starting by creating Vice City from the GTA video game. It's not exactly what I want to do to fight the culture war, but I'm just tired of moderating daily comments, watching views and donations crash as well. I get the hint. Again, half my videos are now being viewed by YouTube staff before I even release them. There are only 2 Lego channels doing exactly what I want to do. One is called Lion Bricks and he quit after only about 9 videos, about a year ago. And the other one is called Brick Crafts and he's been doing it for about a year on an English channel, and it's exploding in popularity. It's just 1 video a week, but trust me, to build a new building each week from Lego that looks like an actual building is incredibly difficult. The real buildings I base some of my designs on, I improved on the originals. I have a talent for this, and I feel the same energy and enthusiasm I did back when I started this channel. It's content that I eagerly wait BrickCraft's channel to release each week, and so do many others. I just went through the comments section under his latest video, and people are saying things like, please make 2 videos a week. I laugh because they have no idea how tough it is. You also need to buy tons of Lego. I have over 400 pounds of it now, and it's growing. If you ask how in the hell I got so involved in something so random, I stumbled into it when I dug some of my old Lego pirate figures out around this time last year, and wanted to build a small pirate world, but it just ended up growing and growing. I can easily make enough money to work on my virtual sex system, so long as YouTube doesn't hold a grudge and attack the new channel. But my travel videos have not been throttled or demonetized, so I don't see why they would unless I started getting millions of views per video and they freak out or something. If you're asking why it's on a travel channel, it's because I can't travel for health reasons, and it's a blessing in disguise, I guess, because I can build many of the places I visited out of Lego. That channel has also never had a single video demonetized. They are immediately approved, and the problem is the views are very hard to get on there. Plus, the cost of travel would be between $100 and $200 a day doing road trips, without rental cars and plane tickets. I also have extreme dietary restrictions. I'm guessing that realistically I can get about 300,000 average views per video within 6 months of starting, so wish me luck. As for this channel, it's demoralizing what's happening, and the comment numbers are about the same under each video recently. So I'm guessing that some of my content isn't being recommended to newer viewers. This is happening at the same time as Elon Musk is taking over Twitter. Maybe it's retaliation for that because my channel is not the only one that's being hit apparently. Someone also crashed the price of Rumble stock 30% recently. The cracks are starting to form in the leftist facade. The woke can't compete in a marketplace of open ideas, so they're lashing out like a wounded animal, and many people will become collateral damage. But I don't think the crazy woke leftists will be going anywhere. Just like there are neo-Nazis hanging around in Germany after Mr. Mustache was gone, many wokesters will still be around 30 to 40 or even 50 years from now. Just like there are Confederate flags in the southern USA as well. Or how there are still Brits and Americans after the Revolutionary War. After every fourth turning, the losing faction continues to survive in one form or another. But without the volume of traffic from YouTube, I can't survive doing this for that much longer. I'm not going to give myself a set end date. For now, I'll get on Rumble, begin releasing LEGO content, and see what happens, and keep you guys posted. It's entirely possible that I switch to live streaming, and only occasionally do request videos. What do you guys think I should do? The only thing I won't do is stream live on YouTube, but everything else is fair game. Maybe offer exclusive live streams on Rumble and build the subs and views up over there for people that want to hear my regular voice. Same or similar content, but just in a different voice and unscripted. Now I just have to patiently wait until YouTube migrates all my videos to Rumble, and they said it might take a few weeks. So I've got some time to stew on this. Maybe even schedule guests in because, in that case, I can say whatever I want on Rumble and it'll work. Maybe make that podcast with the most interesting women in the world. I think that's definitely something I should do. Do Skype calls without my face, and of course with women that I find super interesting. It would be a challenge, and I'm sure that there would be a ton of interest in the content. Not only from red-pilled guys, from blue-pilled sims too. I hate change and haven't really had to change my format in 9 years. So maybe it's time to offer something different. Again, what do you guys think? I'm releasing a series of videos with a woman named Lily that interviewed me. And I think my ideas are great and spontaneous in those. I cut the full interview into 15-minute segments, so I think that'll work really well. Regardless of what happens going forward, I still don't know exactly what I'm going to do. It's probably just going to be the end of producing content in this format. I've been working in video production since 1995 and the formats have always changed, but I continue to keep doing what I'm doing. I guess I'm a bit shell-shocked because this is the longest I've done the same thing in my entire life, and it seemed like it would never end the way I was doing things. But I knew this would be coming to an end at some point, I just didn't think that they would ramp up the censorship so hard so fast. MGTOW scares them, whoever they are, but they can't do anything about it now. It's too late. The rates for people staying single are flying through the roof. Mission accomplished as more men than ever are going their own way. The era of women controlling the narrative is finally over. Guys are becoming savvier and savvier and there's nothing they can do about it. There's also part of me that's spiritually tired of fighting the gynocentrism and online censorship. As I've said before, that the way the left is going to lose is by people growing tired and bored of their agenda, and no longer caring about it. I know that I certainly have. But part of me feels like I'm quitting because so many of the people that started making content before me are still doing it today. A part of me feels like doing a Lego channel is sort of selling out. But I also need money to live. Part of me is also not bored with my content, but the culture war in general. It's not as entertaining as when the Orange Man was here. He too has disappeared. But he did it without his choice. Hopefully Elon lets him back on Twitter, and then we watch the left lose their minds once again. I'm in one of those transitional phases in my life. and I hate them because there are a lot of unknowns on the other side. Plus, I don't want to burn my bridges when it comes to being the Sandman online. I put way too much work into my persona and building up my body work to just leave you guys hanging. Again, feedback in the comments about what you think I should be doing is most appreciated. Tell me what you do if you were in my position. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that one of these days it'll probably be the last time you'll be able to do that on this channel. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and Mikta.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the demonetization and shadow banning of my coming milquetoast Lego channel away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.